Welcome to Spark TO. Meet the speakers who are sparking conversation at Spark the Change Toronto. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Spark the Change, or Spark TO is what we're calling this podcast. My name is Elizabeth Plouffe, and I'm the host of Across the Desk. And I'm very fortunate today to welcome one of our amazing speakers for Spark the Change Toronto, Vikas Narula.
Hello, Elizabeth. Thanks for having me.
And he was so accommodating because he's got an amazingly well-lit home, and his glasses were reflecting all over the place. So we just want your dazzling personality versus your dazzling eyewear.
yes, no problem.
And so Vikas was one of our speakers back, it was 2016, was it not?
Yes.
Which was terrific. And that ended up turning into a TED Talk.
It did.
Which was very exciting.
Yes.
So you're coming back, and this year you're doing something a little different. You're our opening keynote for June 7th.
Yes, great.
And so tell us a little bit about this new thing that you're doing for us in 2018.
Yeah, so the title of my talk is, Are You Listening to the Whispers of Your Heart? And I think it's very fitting for a venue like Spark the Change, because we're all there to spark something either in ourselves, in our organization, or beyond. Mm-hmm. And this is a topic that I've been reflecting on for some time. I started a company 10 years ago. I've been a full-time entrepreneur for almost 9 years. And in that journey, I became an evangelist for entrepreneurship, writing about it, speaking, teaching, specifically around purpose-driven entrepreneurship and how entrepreneurship was changing me, changing my view of the world and work. And in the last 6 months or so, as I reflected on my journey, the epic journey that entrepreneurship created for myself, I thought, you know, how did I get into this, and what are really the fundamental ingredients to what allowed this to unfold in my own life?
And I have frequently have the "what was I thinking" moment, but I like yours better.
What was I thinking? But you know, for me, it turned out to be, and it continues to be, an epic journey, an odyssey. And what became clear to me in the last 3 to 6 months is that, really, the entrepreneurial journey unfolded for me because I was listening to these quiet clues in my own heart. And at the beginning of the journey, it wasn't like my intuition said, here's what's going to happen. Here's how it's going to unfold. No, it was not like that at all. It was very much like, take this one step. Trust me. And I didn't know where it was going to lead or what was on the other side of answering that call or taking that step.
Right.
And the next step is revealed, and the next step is revealed. And you look back and you're like, wow, that was
kind of crazy.
Yeah, that was beautifully architected. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't have done that had I known the full plan, or had I not had this intuitive voice sort of speaking to me, sometimes quietly, sometimes loudly when I wasn't paying attention. And so I thought, you know, maybe really what the life journey is about is not so much about entrepreneurship, because entrepreneurship isn't necessarily for everyone. It's for some people, but it's not for everyone. And the heart's whisper led me into the entrepreneurial journey, but I believe that everyone has a heart's whisper, and it's leading you into adventure. It's leading you into growth, learning, expansion, connection. And wherever it takes you individually, I believe it's a journey specifically designed for your own personal, spiritual, and professional growth. And so I wrote a blog. My most recent blog on my website is, Are You Listening to the Whispers of Your Heart? And I make the case for this thing that I call the heart's whisper. And it's nothing new. Lots of people talk about it. Follow your heart, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
But I want to deconstruct it a little bit. And I want to get people to think about it a little more intentionally by socializing their heart's whisper, by hearing other people's heart's whisper, by reflecting on how long you've been postponing acting on your heart's whisper, and what does that mean for you and others.
Some intention and accountability.
Yes, intention and accountability. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. And I've it's something new. It's a tangent from some of my tangential to some of my typical talks that I give on networks and connection, but it's related. And I'm just kind of seeing where it takes me. Like, my heart's whisper is saying, you can talk about this. I'm like, okay, it's uncomfortable, but I'll do it, right?
But that's one of the cool things. And that's one of the things that, and I'm glad you said it that way, because that's one of the things that Spark unintentionally and intentionally aims to do. We right. try to unseat people a little bit.
Exactly.
Because exactly. we do our conference in such a way that it's not anything people have normally attended before.
Yes.
And the fun thing is that by the middle of the first day, you can see such a shift in people. Some of them, my role within the event is, you know, event coordinator and photographer and videographer and whatever. So I'm the sneaky one in the background that you don't normally really see what I'm doing. And some of the pictures that I end up capturing are fascinating.
Yes.
And you get some people that will be stuck to their computers and treat it as a typical conference.
Right.
I can count on one hand the number of people that happens with.
Yes.
The vast majority
yes.
go through the journey that you're talking about and understand that they're experiencing something that they haven't had before.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. And bringing in speakers like yourself. I loved the event that I got the video of it from last time. So in 2016, Vikas did this incredible activity where he got everybody up and you picked, I can't remember how this part went exactly, so I apologize. I just remember you pulled Jason in and he stood and you said, okay, so how many people here are directly connected to Jason? And everybody that was directly connected to him went up and somehow it was like laying hands on Jesus or something. They were trying to, you know, touch him in some capacity. And then, okay, so how many people came because they're connected to somebody who was connected to Jason? And when you constructed that web, that network, it was incredible to watch. I mean, I remember being up on a chair taking video and you were up on a chair and just watching your energy with the room to get people involved was, and the dawning of their realization of what you'd helped them understand was really incredible to see.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
To do activities. I mean, it's interesting 2 years later, that's the thing you remember. And we remember that because it's such a departure from what you typically do in a talk.
And I remember your parents too.
Yeah, my parents. Who can forget them? It was a special moment. You know, it's in some ways, there's something very parallel this time around. So that talk that I gave at Spark the Change in 2016, that talk was brand spanking new. And I think it was only the second time I had delivered it in front of a large audience. So I had a lot of passion, but also a lot of nervousness around it.
You could not tell.
Yeah. So I brought my full energy and the energy was reciprocated in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a beautiful feeling. And, you know, like I said, it went on. I've given that talk over and over the last 2 years. I mean, at TEDx, at the World Bank. I mean, I went to Milan and gave that talk. And
yeah.
Some of that was sparked by Spark the Change, you know, I went to Spark Montreal because of the Spark Toronto. You guys, you know, recommended me. So all these wonderful things came out of it and continue to come out of it.
Yeah. Did you go to Spark India as well?
I haven't, but maybe that's next.
Maybe that is next. I was part of the Spark India team this year. So I know who to
share. Elizabeth, I have family. I mean, that's my homeland.
Well, you're going to meet Sadhika Karbanda, who was the organizer for Spark the Change India. So you guys can chat at Spark and figure out what's going on next year.
So coming into this Spark, I feel like I'm in a similar place. I mean, I've just come up with this new talk. It's still emerging. I'm nervous about it, but I'm excited about it. And I think in some ways the topic is even, well, last time I didn't open up the Spark conference. Now I am. And I think the topic just fits perfect because it's about sparking change and this fire inside that's waiting to emerge and turn from a spark into a raging bonfire, you know, a raging fire. So anyway, I really am grateful to you and the team for welcoming me back, for being open to something new and different.
It's what we do.
I hope I can deliver on my promise.
Well, I think we are 99.9% confident in that. So. Yeah. And it's one of the things I love about being part of this team, and is meeting people like yourself and learning these new ideas and seeing what happens. We've had people up crying. We've had people laughing hysterically. We've had people singing. We've had people dancing. We've had just incredible things that end up happening. And part of that is passionate people like yourself. I was going to say entrepreneur, but I don't want to, that's not what, that's part of what you are. It's not the total thing. I'm heading over to Key Hubs.
Yes.
And we're going to give a little bit of the background now behind Vikas's talk and his company and all that good stuff. And it's just loading now. I just want to uncover hidden potential. Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read a little bit.
Sure.
And so it says, organizations and leaders often underestimate the immense resources and talent they have available to them. We help leaders see this. We uncover hidden talent and help leaders tap their full potential. Diamonds don't just appear on their own. You have to dig for them. Likewise, organizations have hidden gems. Since managers and executives can be several layers removed from the trenches, they frequently misidentify their highly connected and most trusted individuals. And that was part of what you did in 2016.
Yes.
The economics of this is significant. It is estimated that an employee departure can cost an organization between 30 to 150% of their salary. Yikes. How much more does a company lose if a key hub leaves? The Key Hub's methodology capitalizes on the wisdom of crowds to help managers get a truer picture of their most critical and valued employees. And I would say that, so on Inspire Human Connection, and that's sort of the basis of what Key Hubs does. But my thought that came up with that was, how much are organizations losing by not having a culture that exists to allow people to listen to what their intuition is telling them, to listen to these itches that, are ideas that remain buried.
Mm.
And that loss of opportunity for conversation and for projection, like all of those things. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, amen. Yeah.
We can slap high five through them.
Yeah, high five.
There we go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we started out in this world of mapping connection, uncovering hidden talent.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some companies who are interested in having us come in and inspire their employees to light their own sparks, whether it has to do with the work or not.
Yeah.
Because an inspired employee, an employee that brings more of their whole self to work, is going to be better for themselves and the organization.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we're starting to dabble in that. And I'm a big believer in that, that I think, you spend 40 hours a week or more at the office.
I don't.
And you don't, yeah. I don't either.
My office is where I'm sitting right now.
Yeah. Right. And so if there are buried sparks,
mm-hmm.
Or if the organization isn't helping the person to fan their own flame, that person's not going to be engaged. They're not going to be fully committed.
Mm-hmm.
They might be looking elsewhere. They're not going to bring their whole selves, their full selves, their creative selves. So yeah, this is something we might be doing more of in the future. I hope to be doing more of, and it's a big part of the whole engagement puzzle.
Yeah,
for sure. So I appreciate you making that connection to what we do currently, what we've been focused on historically. This new talk that is emerging based on my own life experience, my own professional experience, and the potential bridge between those two.
I think I was an employee for 25 years, we'll say, and constantly ran up in the situation of, no, Elizabeth, that's not how we do things. And well, that's a good idea, but that doesn't really, that's not how we do things. And it crushes it out of you. And I think organizations completely forget that you have human beings sitting at those desks, and those human beings require a certain, not autonomy, but they require to be valued. and they require that you take their suggestions seriously. And I loved what you said in the Uncover the Hidden Potential, where I think managers and upper management become very disconnected from the people who are on the front line. And those are where the best ideas come from. Absolutely. You know, why are you in business if not to serve your customers to the best of your ability? And if you're way up here and the people serving your customers are here and you guys never talk, you're going to miss the best ways to innovate and change and serve the exact customers you got into business for in the first place.
For sure.
And if you constantly tell people, that's a great idea, but should be removed from any person's, you know, conversation.
That's a great idea. And what are some steps you can take to bring that to life?
Exactly. Exactly. Which makes a huge difference.
Yeah. And think about this, Elizabeth. When I ask people, or when we reflect on our own heart's whisper, we do the same thing organizations do. We say, that's a really interesting idea, but I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't have the courage.
That's the last one. Yeah. That last one is
the big one.
So I do a business book podcast, and I just finished reading Richard Branson's Like a Virgin, What They Don't Teach You in Business School. And just finished reading Girl Boss. Like, I've got a stack up there, and consistently from Dale Carnegie to Peter Drucker to, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk to, like, pick an author. Fear and self-doubt are the two biggest things that squash that spark and make you afraid to step up. And I think there are situations where leaders and managers encourage that kind of culture because they don't want to have to deal with the ideas and everything else. Or when there's fear culture on their end, because what if that person's idea is better than mine? Right? And that drives me banana pants. I mean, there's just so many opportunities for improvement and for happier staff and for a more successful company. If you just pull your head out of your tushy, and I'm trying to PC it up for you.
Yes, yes.
So that you can, those conversations are amazing. Those opportunities for convergences and alliances with those ideas is incredible. So with the basis of your talk and understanding the foundation of Key Hubs, and this is what you're doing, is to unlock potential, be it in a leader or be it in an individual who needs to embrace their strength and their ideas, what would you say is one thing that people might walk away with after experiencing your keynote? It doesn't have to be, you know, there's going to be tons of things. Trust me, people, have your notebooks ready, but.
Right. Well, I think some of the key things is a little more clarity on what's been calling to you. A little more inspiration to act on it, and some connections that can help you get, that can help get you there.
Yeah. And do you find, so I know that, like, from the 2016 exercise, connections is a huge thing. How could somebody, if they have, so they have this idea, they've listened to you, they're inspired, and they've decided to, you know, add a little gasoline to the fire. So is there a way you would recommend that they approach somebody on their team or somebody in management or whatever? Is that part of what you end up offering to people, is maybe a tool for how they can facilitate that? Or if I just put you on the spot.
No, it depends on what the spark is.
Very cool. You know,
oftentimes, Elizabeth, the spark may not have anything to do with what they're currently doing at work. That's the reality of the spark.
Thank you for going there.
Okay. And so if what is tugging at them has nothing to do with what they're working on, then speaking to a manager about it may not be the best strategy, because what are they going to do? They're going to be like, no, focus on your job, get your head down.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
That's not what we're trying to do here.
Right.
What I want to do is strip away where you work for a moment and just be like, what's been tugging at your heart? Maybe it is a work-related project. Maybe there is something at work where you're like, I really want to change this thing.
Right.
Okay. In that situation, right, maybe there's some strategies around how they can bring that idea to life through the people around them at work.
Right.
Sometimes they're going to have more effectiveness bringing that idea to life at work by actually getting help from people outside their organization, maybe others who are facing the same thing or who have faced the same thing or have a resource or a connection right. and help get them over the hump or get them from spark to flame. Okay.
Cool. So
that's the part, that's what we're going to explore in this talk. Now for someone else, it might be something very different. It might be like, no, I have this desire to learn the ukulele. Why?
Did you seriously just say that?
Yeah, I have one right here. You want me to
show you? I do too!
See?
Mine's upstairs!
Ukulele, yeah.
That's crazy. You Is have to bring that with you.
Is that your heart whisper?
Yes! That's so nuts, because honest to God, everybody, he did not know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Literally 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
So I used to do musicals. I used to play in a flute trio. I used to sing in choir. I used to do a lot to do with music. And my daughter will tell you that at any given moment, most of the females in my family, my aunts, my mom, whatever, we can break into song with no invitation. It just happens.
You can do that on our podcast here.
Maybe. We could. Trust, it's had a, it, I have done that. So frightening, but true. Yeah. And that's honest to gracious. I'm having a moment because I said to my, somebody posted something on Facebook about getting a ukulele for Christmas. And I used to play ukulele in elementary school. And I said, you know what? I don't want to do another wind instrument because my embouchure is shot. And I found with a wind instrument, if I got nervous or whatever, my embouchure just went. So embouchure is how tight your lips are to blow into the flute and trumpet or whatever. But with a string instrument, I have an opportunity, right? Like how nervous can your hands get? And I'm just doing it for me. And I did the research and I went along a McQuaid. I want to go upstairs and get it and we can jam out.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's crazy. And it made me so happy. And it just filled something that was.
Exactly.
You have to bring it with you to Spark.
I'm going to bring a different instrument. I actually don't really play the ukulele. I play a thing called the harmonium. Are you
familiar? That's okay. Jason is in a, oh.
Jason,
you have just opened up a whole can of whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, why? Does he play some of these Eastern instruments or what?
So he plays drums in a band. He also plays guitar. He's like crazy musical.
Yeah, bring your instruments, and if you allow me, I will lead us in song.
Okay, I'm not good at it, but I will take you up on that challenge. It might be like a CUF situation.
You're pushing me out of my comfort zone and allowing me to spark my own flame. But anyway, we'll see how it unfolds. But yeah, that's what I'm talking about. When we honor this bizarre, tangential, inexplicable spark inside of us,
yeah,
good stuff happens.
And good stuff. I felt so relieved. I sat down this morning on the sofa and just went through the chords. That was it. That was all I needed. And it just gives me that connection to music that I love.
All the bright ones do that sort of thing.
I'm having a moment and we're not even at Spark yet.
It's a prelude to Spark.
A prelude, a ukulele prelude.
Yeah, this is cool. I love the serendipity of it. But yeah, does that answer your question?
It totally does. And I really appreciate that. And one thing that we always focus on at Spark the Change is having speakers that are actionable. So we don't ever, so I'm looking up so everybody's listening. We don't ever have a situation where we have people talking at you. That's not what we do. And if we are in a situation where we accidentally say yes to somebody and it turns out they're a talk at kind of situation, they're not invited back, which is why Vikas was invited back, which is why Rena Hellstrom has come back, which is why we have certain speakers that return because we've seen them in action. We trust what they do. We know they engage with an audience in a way that you end up with actionable items. You end up feeling like you can go and do this. You can be that mosquito that Gandhi talks about of making the change. And It's why we do what we do, because we know you're going to get something out of the talks that you will be able to use. You might not go out and buy a ukulele, might not be your jam, or you might, you know, you might see us strumming away and then, hey, you're like, we'll have a little uki band next year. Like it could happen. Anything's possible. Yeah. Thank you so much, Vikas. I'm just absolutely, I'm freaking out right now. I have to tell you, I'm going to have to go and play just to release the happiness going on.
Yeah, bring it.
I will.
Right now.
On like Donkey Kong. I will bring that. I'm a little bit energetic now. Yeah. So Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. Please go and visit keyhubs.com to learn more about what Vikas does for organizations as far as uncovering potential and helping leaders do better. And then he's going to be exploring this new avenue of getting people to listen to what's going on to themselves. Scratch that itch, if you were.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can say whispers of your heart with a straight face. So that's just me. That's just me. But I love the scratching the itch. I love the listening to ideas and listening to your intuition and knowing that if something's coming up for you over and over again, go buy the damn ukulele because it will make you happy. And happiness makes for better employees, better organizations, better customer service, better everything. Because if you're miserable, that, there's no way you can hide that if you're a miserable person. Just look at Trump. Just misery all over, and look what's happening with that pile of crazy. Sorry, political. Oopsie. Yeah, you can also check out Vikas on LinkedIn, and we'll have some little details about how to properly spell your name so that people aren't looking for the wrong person. But connect. That's what he's about. He's about connecting. He's about creating a network. He's about empowering people to learn from others. And so he's the perfect guy to reach out to on LinkedIn and say, hey, I saw your video. I saw you at Spark. Let's learn more about each other.
Awesome.
So thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. Thank you, Elizabeth. It's been a joy.
Yay. And we have ukuleles.
Yes.
I'm not going to let that go. Visit us at sparkthechange.ca. You can check us out on Twitter at SparkConfTO, SparkConfTO, because somebody took Spark Toronto. I don't know how they did that, but they did. Nasty people. And we've only got 2 weeks to go. We're 95% sold out. We've only got 15 tickets left. All of our team, our group tickets are pretty much gone. So we've got some huge organizations coming in to learn and engage and have fun. And join us. We're just a hoot. We're a hoot.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening, and please visit us at sparkthechangetoronto.ca to learn more, or you can follow us on Twitter at SparkConfTO.